Blog Talk Radio.
Black Power. It's your host, Brother Drew X. We're calling on that Black Nation Task Force line tonight. And on the line, with the lines are full already. The chat room's getting full. We're going to be speaking to a lot of brothers and sisters from around different states, different cities. I see Atlanta and Oklahoma's ready to go. We're going to be speaking to brothers and sisters. They're going to be talking about police corruption. We're going to hear from some of our chairmen in different regions and different cities. And they're going to give reports of what they're doing to combat this police corruption. So you know how we do it first. We always open up with a one-minute prayer. We sit to the Creator, male and female. We ask for your blessings, your guide, and your protection. All right, y'all, let's get ready and do this thing. Black Power. All right, y'all, the topic tonight is police corruption, and we're getting a lot of phone calls. I've been getting a lot of phone calls all week. I can't sleep. Everybody's want to know what's going on with this police corruption. The people that was they're being paid to protect and serve are terrorizing our communities, terrorizing us, terrorizing me, and many other brothers and sisters who have to go out here and combat this on a weekly basis. We have one sister on the phone, Sister Crystal, out of Houston, Texas. They go out every Tuesday to combat police brutality, so she'll be chiming in later. So we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We'd like to thank everybody that's here with us this evening. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Taking this first call, coming out of 580 area code.
Yes, sir. Brother Drew.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Zach?
All right, man. Well, you know, I'm calling to tell you, man about McCurtain County down here, man. You know, we discussed about McCurtain County, and, man, there's no justice here. There's no justice at all. We got to do something about it. We're tired of it. We've been run over by the police officer. I'm going to tell you something they did. They went down to a graveyard and put a bulldozer in a graveyard and pushed the graves up and built a church over some graves. And they bet they got away with that. And then they went on. They came on back. And they shot up a church, a black church, shot it up. Went inside and shot it up. And no justice has been done about that.
Yeah, this is what we want the people to know. The ones hadn't heard the stories. A lot of people online for the first time. Pastor, won't you tell them about what happened at a black church? Police officers did.
Yes, they did. Okay, the police officer. It was the police, and the police officer's daughter, and it was a man working at the Ford place in Idabel, Oklahoma. Here, they went to a party and they got drunk. They claimed they was drunk, and they said, "Let's go down and shoot up a Nicholas church." They went down, and the church was locked. They tried to shoot it off, but that didn't happen. They kicked the door in. Went in and started shooting up the church. Shot it up. Shot the organ up, the pews up in the church, shot the pictures off the walls and everything else. Have nobody been put in jail today? And it's been about 4 months ago almost now. And that man, where's the justice? There's no justice going on here.
All right, to all our listeners online, what Brother the Pastor said, that police officer kicked in the church along with the sheriff caller and another car salesman, kicked in a black church, shot it up, they had some antique pianos and stuff. They had some way time old antique stuff. They just shot it all up, and nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been in jail. And we said not the Klan did it. Well, they probably did it, but they was in the police uniform. The police kicked in the church, though. That's called breaking an entry. I'm breaking an entry. Shot up something. Hey, that's destruction of property. And no one's in jail and been arrested. So, that's one of the things we're going to be looking into as we go on with this program. Is anybody above the law, or the policeman above the law? When you tell us that a policeman kicked in a church, shot it up, had a good old time, just turned up property, over $6,000 worth of damage was done just to the piano, and nobody's been disciplined for it, nothing arrested, no indictments. So that's what we're talking about, Pastor Cooper. We got some more people online, too, so anything else you want to add, or you want to hold on and come back to you?
Yeah, I got some more members on the line. They're gonna talk after a while. They're gonna click in on this subject.
Oh, okay then. So I'll be right back to you then. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to coming out of the Atlanta area code 484. You on there?
Yes, this is Sister Sunday. How you doing, Drex?
Hey, Sister Sunday. Hello. All right, coming out of the 404 area code, and I know you have some stories about corruption that's going on in the apartments where you live. I believe you say they are patrolling y'all like y'all in a camp.
In a boot camp. Look like we're in the jailhouse. I'm going to tell you what happened on Thursday. This is Cobb County, Marietta, the richest county in Georgia. We have police out here is just taking advantage of human beings, treating them like animals. My son on Thursday came into Ivory Ridge apartment. They pulled them over for no reason. But I can tell you this, I got up and went downstairs in the parking lot, went to the mailbox where I saw my son standing up handcuffed. I saw the officer went in his pocket to check if he had anything in there. He pulled out no drugs, but he started looking around, and he kept on saying, I said, what did he do? He said, oh, your son doing selling drugs around here. I said, okay. He has no drugs in his pocket. He has another guy he pulled out the car. Well, we have neighbors and everyone say he haven't done anything. He started walking around the parking lot. He came back and said, look, this is what your son doing, selling drugs. He's got a little piece of cocaine. I say, well, you went in his pocket. I stand right there and saw you go in his pocket and check him, pat him down, and he had nothing. He said, well, maybe it fell from out of his legs. I said, okay, he's standing up. I didn't see nothing fall down on the ground, and I'm standing right there by you. Now, did they plant that on him? Or did they find it because they're walking all over the apartment? There's so many people come in the apartments and everywhere. Well, I say, well, I tell you what, can I come up to him a little bit? He said, no, I can understand that. But then the way he talked to me, he said, let me tell you something, I will put you in jail. I say, in what reason? Because I'm asking a question? Well, after a while, they sent for the dogs to come in and check the cart and tore it up, found no drugs in there. One little boy, maybe they say, well, maybe he has a warrant. Okay, my son haven't did anything. He had no drugs on him or nothing. I stand there with almost the whole neighborhood looking at it, and they found no drugs in his pocket or nothing. I asked him how he was selling drugs in the neighborhood. He said, well, I tell you what, he's going to jail. They charged him with $5,900 at the jailhouse and called $700 to bond him out for no reason at all. Then the same day, that morning, I saw them at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, it's trouble. I felt it in my spirit. It was trouble. The little boy standing out here in Ivory Ridge apartment, his mother told him to stand still, 12 years old. They roughed that little boy up. So the neighbors say, please leave him alone. He haven't did anything. What you call this, Drew Hill, you tell me, what is this Marietta Cobb County police? It's off the chain down here. Somebody needs to stop them. They need to put somebody out here on the street. What they're doing is not right. And I can go on and on by the things they're doing out here. I look at them. I would take pictures of them, the things that they do.
Right. All right, we understand. We're taking all the reports of corruption, and what I'm going to do, Sister Sunday, just hold on the line. I'm going to take the next. We're going to get the people in, and then we're going to keep on talking and brainstorm and see what we can do about all this corruption. But what's going on in your apartments, I also seen that happen in the city of McKinney up here in Dallas, Texas, where the police patrol the apartments. They actually sit out in the apartments just like they paid security guards. They're not even getting paid to do it. They just watching people just waiting on anything, just got the people feel like they hostage in their own homes, and that's a form of concentration camps, and that's what we have to look at. Okay, so I'm gonna leave your line open. We're gonna get right back to you, Sister Sunday. I'm gonna take two more calls, and we're gonna all get in there and see what we can do about this together. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I ain't gonna forget about you. So just hold on. All right, we got a lot of Oklahomans on the phone. Brother Ron, I'll be with you next. Let's take this other call out of Oklahoma, 580-286, you on there? Call coming out of Oklahoma, 580-286. Okay, 580-286, you on there? Okay, we'll be back to 580. I'm not hearing anything. Let's go back to 682-438. You on there, Brother Ron? Brother Ron. All right, y'all. I'm thinking that let me check my board and make sure we can hear. Let me play a song, make sure everything's going on. I ain't hearing nobody saying anything. Again, let's go back to 58. Let's try 580 again. 580-286, you on there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, 580. You on there?
Yes. This is Reverend Jackson.
Oh, okay. Reverend Jackson, you said?
Say what now?
Okay, you said Reverend Jackson?
Uh-huh. From Alabama.
Okay, okay. Pastor, what's on your mind calling out Adderbell? What's going on down there?
Well, we had some trouble down here by someone breaking into one of my churches. Some white people broke into my church and shot it up. And we're going to court on it now, Friday. We had estimated the damage of the church, and we had gave it to them, and they had agreed, they went and got a lawyer, and the lawyer trying to fight against them. But one of the persons decided they would go ahead and pay their part of the damage, which we didn't charge them a whole lot of money. We just wanted to keep them going to court and sell everything best we could. So yesterday we had to go to court, and they had shot up the piano, shot the infrared heater holes in the wall, the benches, and two bullet holes in the top of the ceiling. And we estimated for $5,000, which was an old church, but it's still with our building that we rent and have fellowship in. And
okay, Pastor, let me ask. Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, the question I was going to ask you, you know, I know you're teaching your congregation. So what do your congregation think about something like that when they know the police officer in their own town is not upholding the law and they did some as heinous as that? What do your congregation think? I mean, when you're teaching people to do the right thing and do the and this is how this is, and these people were sworn to protect us, what do your congregation think about that?
Well, they were all upset, and congregation didn't like it at all, and so we went. That's why we filed charges on them, but no one had been arrested yet. And one of the people that was involved, the one that did the driving, she didn't get out and go into the church, but she drove them down there, and she agreed to pay her part of the damage. So we fixed it that we could drop the charge on her but have on probation what we call a referred sentence on probation for 2 years. And the other two, we're going to have to take them on, we're taking them to court because of the memo is not satisfied, which we gave a low price for what they did because the piano can't be replaced. I mean, they don't even make it no more. We looked it up on the computer,
right.
and they don't make that piano no more. And they offered to give us one. We said, no, that piano meant it was kind of sentimental to us. And so we
right.
just told them, we said, told the DA, I said, if the congregation had agreed, if they just paid the damage, you know, pay the damage. Because a lot of my people, you know, they didn't want to get involved with the police down here, because the DA and the court system, because they know how crooked it is. And so they just, we were satisfied if they just go ahead and pay for the damage. And but had told the DA I want to put on a preferred sentence, and I want to put on referred sentence for 2 years. Yeah, because if they do anything else.
Okay, ahead, so we hate to hear about those types of atrocities, and the reason we have this type of show, because you know what, we don't never know when we might be passing through a town like down there in the Atlanta area or in the Idabel area, and if we don't address these police officers when they do wrong, who say they're going to stop? And they can catch up with any one of us at any day, so that's why we have to address these issues. We're not bashing the police. Actually, they're bashing us. They're bashing the citizens, and we have to combat that with our right to speak. And so we're speaking out against this type of brutality and this corruption. And anything else you'd like to add, Pastor?
That's about it. We are still waiting on the other two. The DA from another county went on file charges on them. And we let the other person go because she paid her part. And we let her go with two year referred sentence.
All right. Well, we're gonna be trying to get a team together to come down there to help y'all also and show you some of the ways how we get the attention of these people who abuse us in a peaceful way. We'll show you. You know, there's a lot of ways you can get their attention. We should have had them on this radio show tonight listening, but they can see that the citizens are not happy. The citizens are speaking out. We're going to have to learn to get the mayor involved and vote these people out that don't uphold the police officers, because the city hall is their boss. And we're going to let them know that we're not feeling this, and this is not supposed to be going on at 2011. And if you want the respect of the citizens, you're going to have to show some respect and correct these people when they are wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor, anything else?
No, that's it. That's about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor, we appreciate your call, because every call makes a difference when people go back. And actually, I'll let them know. I'll send them a copy of this show anyway to let them know that, hey, you know, the world's listening. It's not just an Idabel. Now, you know, you try to keep your media to yourself, but we have our own media, and we know how to get the word out.
Okay,
all right,
man.
Pastor, we appreciate it. We got a lot of other brothers I see from the 580 area code want to speak, and we'll be to them in a few minutes. All right, thank you. All right, let's go to Brother Run. Let's 682-438, and I'll be to you next, Oklahoma, and also Kentucky. I see you online. I'll be to you next. All right, 682, you're there.
Yes, sir, Brother Drew, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salamu, Brother Drew, I just wanted to jump online tonight and show some support for all the brothers and sisters who are working all across the nation on behalf of our people and our communities addressing these issues, and in particular what we're dealing with tonight, police corruption, which is a major issue. It affects our community directly. We have been victims of police brutality, either through the legal system or just through the corruption system. I mean, they have attacked us at every level. When we talk about the police corruption, Brother Drew, it's deeper. We're dealing with a corrupt system in general. And I think when we understand that as a people, then we can deal with it better. We don't go into this situation with a mindset that somebody is going to help us with the police department. I think I heard two pastors and a mother speak previously on some direct issues that they had with, you know, these police officers who are sworn to protect the community. But what we see is not protection. What we see is aggression from these police departments. And what the pastors were speaking of was just out of control attacks on our communities by members of the police department. And, you know, and they're right to some extent of being very apprehensive when they go down. I think the other pastor was mentioning how he was very apprehensive to even take the issue to the legal system because he knows there are crooked judges, there's crooked DAs, you know, there's crooked detectives, there's crooked city councilmen, there's crooked mayors. All of these people are in cahoots. It's like gangsters is what we're dealing with. You know, when you go back to the 50s and the 60s or the 40s, you know, when you had these gangster mentality amongst, you know, white people, we're starting to see that again, you know, in terms of the criminal justice system. They take advantage, Brother Drew and family, of the black community because of our condition as a community. They take advantage of our disunity as a community. They don't pull this kind of stuff on other communities. They don't pull this kind of stuff on the Jewish community. They don't pull this kind of stuff on the rich and powerful because they know that there are consequences. So we have to begin to think, you know, on behalf of ourselves, Brother Drew and family who's listening, there's other aspects of what is producing this police corruption in our community. It's intentional. It's part of a bigger plan to provoke the black community, to provoke our community into a state of disorder. We've seen it happen in Europe. And so we have to be conscious from a broader perspective. We see these little situations that directly are affecting us. But, you know, when we back up and we have shows like yours, Brother Drew, that gives us a bigger picture of the violence and the corruption that's actually going on in the community, we can begin to see that it's no accident. So something has to been said or initiated at this time for all of this type of corruption to be taking place. Real briefly, I remember back in the early 90s when Dr. Collick was working with the new Black Panther Party and we were moving throughout the state of Texas, dealing with not only the violence against blacks, but the corruption. There were cases where I think they had a major federal case where detectives at the federal level, at the state level, were working against the black community, and they were setting black people up on charges, false charges of drug possession. And they discovered that this one detective had set up over 150, maybe close to 200 innocent people had went to jail. And this was all a part of a plan to increase black people in the prison system or to create an atmosphere so that it's all out war. These police who go out and say that they're protecting, they have an aggressive attitude of coming in our communities thinking that everyone that they see is a criminal. So we saw that in the 90s, and the Panthers played a critical role. The New Black Panther Party played a critical role in identifying that and making the black community conscious. And at some point, they had to address it and go public with it and, you know, find out that there was a major corruption going on. All of these innocent people were put in jail. And we see it every day in the Dallas Metroplex area, family, where, you know, Brother Drew can tell you, we got a black DA, and he's been on a campaign where he's been releasing, in particular, black men, you know, who have been falsely imprisoned under crooked and wicked DAs in the Dallas County area and really in the Dallas Metroplex area. So it's bigger than what we actually are looking at in our own city, in our own particular communities. This is a war planned against black people at the state, federal, and local level. So we have to start to take responsibility. I think Sister Crystal, you mentioned our strong Sister Crystal out of Houston, is listening in. Is that right, Brother Drew? Brother Drew, are you there? Well, I mean, if you guys are still listening, Sister Crystal has played a critical role in addressing issues like this, and I want to hear what she has to say, but I know that we have to begin to form groups within our own community to protect our community. Black men are going to have to stand up and stop the violence, one, whether it's brought in our community or it's us committing violence on ourselves. That's got to stop, too. But we have to begin the process of forming security groups to protect our families, to protect our children, to protect our wives, and to protect our community. That's all I had, Brother Drew. Go ahead.
Can you hear me in the chat room? Somebody push one or two on your phone. Let me know you're on my own. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Anybody in the chat room, can you hear me? All right, y'all. We got a lot of people on this line tonight. I don't know what's going on. They got my mic muted. Hey, can y'all see that in the chat room? Can y'all see the text? All right, I guess we're back on. Let's go back to the phone lines again. I don't know what's going on, but we'll try it again. 314-599, your mic, on the mic.
Brother Drew, I was just checking in and let you know I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, brother. Y'all know they've been muting me. Muting me out. I play a song if I get muted, so we at least know we're still on air. You've been hearing about this corruption, brother?
Yes, sir. That's how I think you got one brother from Oklahoma. He was talking. I don't think nobody was on but me. I'm the only one heard it because he kept calling for you.
Oh, yeah. We were hearing him. I just couldn't reply back. He could hear me. But, all right, we appreciate that. That's a brother calling out of Kentucky to pound the party. And I imagine you've seen a lot of corruption up there, too, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got corruption going all around, and it's everywhere. And we're going to try to address it and try to see if we can fix it. We can't fix it as a whole. As people keep on standing up like I see on this board is so filled of numbers. I kind of got lost who online with me. But as we keep on building and keep on networking, hey, they'll feel us all pretty soon. You'd like to add anything to the program, Brother Dell, about the corruption in your town?
We're just trying to get it going and try to get some young people to stand up for their own. And
we got to reach the youth. We have to reach that youth. Yeah, you're right. What's the importance of reaching that youth, Brother Darrell?
Yeah, reaching them is reaching the youth is the most important thing in my eyes. That's who we're going to have to carry the torch on.
You're right. You're right. Okay, Brother Dunn, I appreciate you calling in. And if you have any other questions, just press 1 2 times to clear out and 1 to get back in. I get to some of these people that was holding on for 26 minutes, and I apologize to those people, and let me hit them up. All right, Brother Dunn?
Okay.
Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
All right, coming to you, 580-580-212. You on there?
580-212.
Where are you
now?
Get it, Big Zach. I'm still on here.
Oh, that's you, Pastor Zach. Okay, let me see. Okay, let me go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 580-306. 580-306. Calling out Oklahoma.
Is this 306-0173?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, you on there.
Yeah,
calling out Oklahoma. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just talking, Reverend Jackson, about the church thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, these people around this community, they're just so chicken shit, they won't even stand up for their rights of people around here because they're scared of the laws. The laws threaten them. They say this, they do this to them. Yeah, they threaten them and stuff, That's why in this community they're scared. Community won't stand up for the rights or nothing. Okay, well, myself, about the police here, they
uh-huh.
are crooked than more than 10 barrels of snakes. Now, I'm telling you, they are crooked. Because they give me a no seatbelt ticket. I sit in the car, give me a no seatbelt ticket, and, just because I asked him for my driver's license back, he told me, I'll fix you. Yeah, he snatched that license from another guy, went back there, wrote me a ticket, come back and give it to me. Yeah. Then I go to court, and then he asked the judge, request that it be dismissed. And we even had a hearing on it. He didn't ask that policeman why he wanted to dismiss, because he knew he was wrong for writing the ticket to me.
Right.
You see?
Yeah, it's just do that just to... They just, what's that, the power kick. He's going to just do that to tie your time.
Yeah, power kick, yeah. He's one of them guys they call a hot dog, He was real aggressive, too. And I ain't the only one he's hassled, either. There's been some more complaints on that man. And, they won't do nothing about it. What they say, they kiss his ass and say, hey, you did a good job, Yeah, that ain't serving and protecting the community. That's that's serving and abusing them. You see what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
That's abusing
and we
people.
We got to just get down there. You're right, sir.
Yeah, that's
get down
right.
there as a whole and get the whole town to come out and threaten them with Class A lawsuits. If they all don't straighten it up, hey, we're going to sue y'all as a whole town. And then they understand that type of language. And you see... And that's what you got to do. Once they see that whole town start standing up and other people standing up, they'll start changing their game. We seen it in Hugo, Oklahoma, when they were killing the kids, and we went down there and had to shut the city council down there in Hugo, Oklahoma. I know that ain't too far from you. So they'll get a page out of that, what it looked like when we start organizing people. Anything else you'd like to ask, sir?
and, you know, and the FBI and all them people out of Durand, they're in cahoots with these assholes over here, too. Crooked as a barrel of snakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to be investigated or something done to them. Yeah, because they called my friend, and they threatened him. Yeah, they threatened him.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah,
and I don't know what happened, because he was going to join, you know, the NAACP with us. And when they called and threatened him, he just backed out and quit after they threatened
him. You're right. Well, we have corruption. We got corruption everywhere, and we're going to address that also. And give me a minute to open up a couple more mics, and I'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. All right, let's go to Sister Crystal. Sister Crystal, coming to you, 713-261.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Crystal, calling out of Houston, Texas.
Black Power, Brother Drew, and to all the callers, I'm just listening to all of the issues that are going on across the country. And I think we just need to just call it like it is. The police have always been and are nothing but slave catchers. They were never set up to protect and serve us, protect and serve the community. That means the white community, the rich community. The only purpose that they have ever had and have ever done was to catch slaves. After slavery ended, they came up with city guards. And the city guards would go out because after they ended slavery, allegedly, the 13th Amendment says we can't make you a slave unless you commit a crime. So they came out with convict leasing, which they made also the black codes. And the black codes are what we still live under. There's never been a constitutional amendment to get rid of the black codes. And this is what the police were formed under, and this is what they continue to do. They make it illegal. They make it uncomfortable. They terrorize our community. There's never been a statute or a law that says the police are to protect and serve the black community. In fact, the law says that they are to capture us, and that's what they do. This whole illusion, when we act like we talk about this country as if it's one thing, you know, the healthcare system is set up to serve people who have money. The educational system is set up under white supremacy. So we got to stop acting like we live in, like we've ever lived in a system that was right. It has always been about race and class. In Houston, we've been protesting for 32 weeks about police brutality every Tuesday at noon. We started off picketing at the city hall for 29 weeks. Because the mayor is over the police department, because police are city employees. They're not above the law, but they get what's called a pass because of the fraternal order of police. We've had town hall meetings since February the 8th when the Chad Holly case came out. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Chad Holly case, last year a 15-year-old young man by the name of Chad Holly was a burglary suspect. Well, police officers ran him over with the car, and while he laid unconscious, about 10 white cops started kicking, jumping, stomping, fighting. They just brutalized this young man, so now he has brain damage. Well, those police officers were only charged, only 4 of the 10 police officers were even charged, and they were only charged with a misdemeanor of official oppression, which is like a citation. If any of us were to run somebody over with a car and then 10 of our friends were to jump and beat them, we would get charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault. So it shows you right there that the police are allowed to get away with violating not only human rights, but civil rights. In addition to that, there was a report that came out showing that in the last 10 years in the city of Houston, there's been over 2,140 cases of police brutality being filed in the last 10 years. 80% of those complaints were filed by police officers. So what we have found out is that the city, just on the city level, I'm not talking about the county and the constables, but on the city level, we only have 5,000 police officers. Out of those 5,000 police officers, there's been over 2,000 complaints. That shows you that half the police department is corrupt. And the mayor, Anise Parker in Houston, before she became mayor last year, she sat on the police review board that witnessed all of these cases, and nothing's been done about it. So what we have in Texas and across the country is we're hearing from what's going on in Oklahoma and in Kentucky and in Georgia. We have a culture of racism. We have a culture of police brutality. Also, we started doing our research since the Chad Holly case, when we thought it was the 2100 cases in Houston. So across the nation, there's been over 100,000 cases filed in the last 10 years of police brutality. The Department of Justice is not doing anything about it. The local governments are not doing anything about it. So what you have is a state of lawlessness. And not only do you have a state of lawlessness, you have open season on black people, which has been sanctioned from city, state, and federal level. Because when they refuse to prosecute, when they refuse to indict these police officers, they're basically giving them the green light to cause havoc on our community. So it's no wonder why the pastor says the people are afraid. The people don't want to approach the so-called justice system, because there is no justice. It has never been, and we are under an illusion if we think it's going to ever be justice until we make 100% change. I say now it's revolution is the solution. We have to organize and do complete total change from the ruler to the tutor, from the police department to the city government to the state government to the federal government, because they condone this. You can go on the internet and see videos after videos. You can see statistics after statistics. But what they never changed was the black code. And that's what we have to understand. We still operate under Jim Crow. They never changed their mode of operation in our community. And this is what we're dealing with.
All right, that's some good information right there, Sister Crystal. That's why we say everybody has something very important to say. That's why we encourage everybody to call in. And that was, I mean, you just educate your brother who's been in the struggle with you for 11 years, and that was good education. And a lot of people in the chat room were saying, go ahead and speak, sister. So I want you to know you just fired everybody up with that information. Anything else,
yes,
Sister Crystal, you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say
right.
that we have to unite, like the brother said. All of these organizations, we got the Nation, we got the Panthers, we got churches, we got NAACP. So long as we're divided, these beasts keep attacking us. Because remember, on the plantation, the number one thing that they kept instilling was fear. And that's what they used the police to do, because if you are afraid, you stand up. We have to put God first. They can't do nothing else to us. As long as we fear nothing but Allah and nothing but God, if it's Jesus, whatever name you go by, but until we put God first and unite, we're going to stay in this condition. But the moment, because right, what we've been able to do with this protest, we also have a petition where you can empower the people. Everybody can do this. If you get signatures, you could get in your city a civilian review board with subpoena power and prosecutorial power and funding from the city budget. New York has it. We can do it also. You need in Houston, because we're such a large metroplex, we need 22,000 signatures. Check the law in your cities and towns for how many signatures you need to get something on the ballot. We're going to put this on the ballot to be elected in the next city election, that we can get an independent civilian review board that can police the police. Since the DA's office
right.
refuses to do it, we're going to put the power into the hands of the people. And this is what, if anybody's interested in it, I can forward you the information and you can just duplicate the same thing in your city. My number is 713-261-3558. You're going to have to call me directly, because they're hacking my cell phone and my internet. But if somebody wants information, we'll send it to you. This is how you put the power into the hands of the people. Create an independent board that has prosecutorial power and subpoena power over these pigs, and then you'll start seeing some change.
Yeah, you're correct. And that's one thing we're doing in Dallas. Actually, I'm going to try to call one of the guys that's over that committee in Dallas, where we've been going over some things. Like we took the whole board and we said, we can't have that, can't have that, can't have that. We got to have this. We can't have police officers sitting on this board. We can't have people out of the mayor's office sitting on this board because y'all are biased, and we have to have an independent board appointed by the people and not by the mayor or the police department. And that's good information,
right,
Sister Crystal.
Yes, sir. That's right. It must have prosecutorial power. It not just have subpoena power, because in New York, when they sodomized Abolute Diablo, they came up with an independent civilian review board, but the prosecutorial part turned back over to the police, and they found the same situation. So don't file for just having a board. It has to be voted in with total autonomy, not meaning, because in Houston they got one, like you said, in Dallas, but the mayor appoints people, and they all retired police officers. It must be voted in by the people. It must have prosecutorial power and subpoena power and funding, because that money that they put into those police academies and these the police take up the majority of the city budget anyway. So that money must come from, it must be funded, it must have subpoena power, prosecutorial power, and be totally independent. And something we have to push across the nation, because the Department of Justice won't do it, the DA's offices won't do it. The people must make that happen. That's something that we can accomplish. Black power.
That's black power. All right. We thank Sister Crystal for calling in, and we got a few more people in your area code calling in, too, and we'll be going to the line. We'll be with you in a few minutes, Beaumont. Let's take this call coming out of Atlanta, Sister Sunday. I ain't forgot about you also. We're taking a call coming out of Atlanta, the 404 area code. All right. Just a second. Taking a while to open to load up. We're coming to you 404-645 as soon as it opens your mic. All righty. Okay, I guess they're going to be playing with the board again. We'll be with you in a minute, 404, as soon as your mic is not open yet. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to seem like every time I play a short song, then the board goes back to itself again. So what we'll do, we'll play a short song real quick, and we'll come back to you, 404. Then Beaumont, Texas, we'll be with you, and Sister Sunday, back to you. Yeah, I guess we're doing a powerful show. There ain't nothing opening up. But it's going to be a powerful show right now. They got all my stuff. There ain't nothing. The music ain't opening. The mic's not opening. I guess I'm still on. Y'all, can y'all hear me? Yeah. All right, so tonight's topic is police corruption. And let's see if we can go back to 404 and open up that mic. Trying it again, 404.
Yeah. See, we got to do better as people, man. We got to become leaders and teach our kids. Cause I don't know about you, but I ain't trying to be a part of a lost generation.
You and I see why. You and I see why.
Just got to meet
why.
You,
that's
man.
You
don't worry about
and
being
I
everybody
see
else.
Why.
And one more thing, yo.
Who you calling a nigga?
You and I
come
see
on.
Why.
You and I see why.
Hey, put your fists
you
up. Hey, put your fists up. See, we don't put hands up in the air, man. We put our fists up. Cause as long as racism, injustice, inequality, poverty still exists,
why,
that means we got something to fight for.
Why?
Yeah, so let's fight for it.
Okay, check it. It's Mr. No Us. I'm bringing you that PC violence.
All right, the board is going crazy. We're going to try you again, 404. We got two songs playing. Mic's not opening. Okay, now we got your mic open. 404-645, call out Atlanta, you're there. Black Power. Hey, Black Power. Who's calling?
This is Stephen Biko here. How you feel, Brother Drew?
Hey, how you doing? Stephen, Brother Stephen Biko, how you doing, brother? We're talking about police corruption, and I know you know a little about this subject.
Oh, yeah. I don't know a little. I know a lot.
Well, won't you share with the, we got a few kind of callers, man. There's a lot of brothers and sisters, they used to going through this type of corruption and seeing this here. So, Brother Stephen Biko, let's see if you can help liberate the people on this subject.
Yeah, Well, yeah, I get thanks, Brother Drew. You know, I think all of us have some knowledge of police corruption at this point. It's 2011. But I would say, of course, in particular here in Atlanta, we're dealing with that right now. Hold on 1 second, brother. I'm about to choke on something here. But we're dealing with that right now, a blatant slap of disrespect once again to our community, in particular in a recent acquittal of an Atlanta police officer, Reginald Fisher, who was just acquitted for shooting an unarmed brother, Jermaine Miller, in the face while he was sitting in his car dropping off some prescriptions to his auntie who was paralyzed. And Reginald Fisher was serving, was off duty working as a security guard at this particular location without permission from his superiors. Something that, you know, you're supposed to do. If you ever see any of these police officers at games, parties, sporting events, whatever, most times they're required to have to get permission. But most times they won't get permission because sometimes they rolling around with some of these superstars who got dope, who got guns, you know what I'm saying, prostitution going on, all while they're working, you know, as a, you know, police cop, police officer. So they're using the power that they have to carry a gun to now use that to work off duty, where you're definitely going to have to mix it up in most cases. And since you're used to being aggressive as a police officer in uniform, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to carry that same aggression to your, you know, off-duty life or activities. And once again, this is not, you know, a strange situation for Atlanta. We've got, of course, 92-year-old grandmother Catherine Johnston, who was murdered by the Atlanta Police Department by a branch of the department or whatever, a squad, the Red Dog Squad, who committed other crimes over more than a decade here in Atlanta under the guise of drug enforcement or anti-drug enforcement, where these officers engaged in drug sales, engaged in robbery, engaged in aggravated assault, even murder, all while posing as drug dealers. And I wouldn't say posing as a drug dealer, actually living or being drug dealers in our community, recruiting others in our community to do the same, and selling death to our people and creating havoc, all in the name of enforcing the law and trying to get the bad guys. So, you know, at some point in time, I really love Sister Crystal and her spirit as far as taking their law and their policies and procedures and wrapping it around their neck and letting it swing. But we got to get organized to do that, Brother Drew. And we got to come together,
sir,
and stay together in order for us to perpetuate that. I'm sick and tired of us revving up the unity engine every time there's an insult or a tragedy or something bad that happens to us that we like, oh, my God. And instead of there being a quick and immediate response, I mean, the law of physics states that for every action, there should be what? An opposite and equal reaction.
Right.
So you show me some love, I'm going to show you some love back. You slap me, I'm going to slap you back. And so until our reaction is just as quick and as damaging to them as their action towards us is, then we'll never win, you know what I'm saying, this fight. So, again, the Atlanta Police Department from Corey Ward and in the Atlanta metropolitan area. One of the things also that I want to quickly put out there, Brother Jew, is, of course, you know, I'm going to represent that 10-10-50, a monthly way for us to gauge our community participation and to gauge others in our community who say they're concerned about our community. we got to now at least practice 10-10-50 at a minimum. So y'all check out 10-10-50.org for that. It's just a plan of action,
right.
Something we all can do no matter where we are without changing our name, our language, our diet, our wardrobe, or our religion. All that's required is that you say you're concerned about our people and you want to do something. So do some 10-10-50 at a minimum every month. 101050.org for more information. But one of the things I want to quickly put out there, and maybe we can build on this, Brother Drew and Sister Crystal and others, when it comes to dealing with police corruption, when are we going to now begin to file class action lawsuits against the Atlanta
right.
Police Department? We have enough evidence, enough victims. We could get not just enough subpoenas, but enough affidavits and people who will come and testify. We got years and years of misconduct, brutality, racial profiling, wrongful death. So what we got to do now is take them to court and put their history on display. We ain't got to come up with no flim-flam. We ain't got to exaggerate and exacerbate the situation. All we got to do is give them the facts. And so I'm sick and tired, and I'm not going to name no names tonight. I'm going to be good. But some of these mainstream leaders and organizations, after every insult, every outright violation to our people, it's clear. Session, no justice, no peace. And serious. I mean, they really mean that, Brother Drew.
Right.
Look out there in thousands, like in Gina, and walk around saying no justice, no peace. Yeah, we shut Gina down for that day, but we didn't get no justice.
Right.
They raised thousands of dollars that day to get Michael Bell out of jail and then let the cracker trick him by getting him out of jail. Give us all your money to bond him out. I think it was like $45,000. And then a week later, we're going to arrest him on some other bogus charge. And we put him right back down there 50,000 deep. So this is part of this whole thing. If we ain't getting no justice, then why are we expecting peace?
Right.
And if we don't achieve justice, we're not going to get that peace that we really want, which is a piece of the pie, our peace, our rightful peace. So this police situation, if you haven't been dealt unjustly and in illegal ways by the police, then you just have been somewhat fortunate, even if you've gotten yourself a little traffic ticket or whatever. But for those of us who know the very wicked and brutal hand of these police officers, white, black, red, yellow, brown. It's just a gang now. It ain't like it's just them and not us. It's all of them because the good cops ain't taking a stand against the bad cops, which means that there's more bad cops than good cops.
Yes,
sir. Which means there's probably not a lot of good cops anyway. All of them probably dirty. Usually that's what you got to do in order to be a part of a gang. Everybody get dirty. So the reason why they stay in that organization or with those departments is, one, because they're well invested in crime continuing. They're planning retirements and their children's education off of the fact that there's going to be more and more crime for them to so-called fight for years to come. So they have no vested interest now to end crime and to stop criminalizing us and brutalizing us. Another thing that we've got to do is hit them with these courts, because in Atlanta what they're doing is they are now arresting people for anything and then already make the decision that they're not going to show up to court when you get your court date, which means 9 times out of 10 your case will have been dismissed and you're free to go. But what they will do, incarcerate you and get the ching-ching going for a couple of hours or a day or two. See, we don't understand the big pimping aspect behind this thing, Brother Drew. Every time that someone is incarcerated, as soon as you walk through that door, and in particular, the first time that they do anything to you, if they have to take your fingerprints, ching-ching, if they have to take your picture, ching, ching.
Yes,
if
yes,
they have
yes.
To do anything medical to you, ching, ching. If they have to feed you, ching, ching. So before you know it, even if you're only there for a couple of hours, they're able to ring up another thing, some more money coming in. So now it's a situation where we're going to now incarcerate people strictly now to start getting money and then get them
right,
in the system. And
cool.
Then if they do show up or whatever, then they'll give them probation. And then this other thing of not knowing the law, where now they come to you and tell you, oh, you're facing 2 to 5 years maximum for that sentence. Yeah, but it's a misdemeanor. This is your first offense. You really don't have prior history. You're really not going to get no time. And if people were being given the truth about their current, their legal situation, they wouldn't be taking these crazy pleas, getting on probation, where now I got to pay a monthly fee, plus I'm going to have to do some community service hours, plus I can't get in no trouble at all. Because if I do, I'll probably get violated. So I get violated even if I don't have the money to pay my monthly probation fee. So then I have to go back to jail to serve this maximum sentence or this sentence that I got served. And now we lose that little wild card. Because once they have you on probation, now they can now hit you with other charges. And because you were on probation for a misdemeanor weed charge, but now they want to put maybe a bigger distribution charge on you, they got some evidence that you pled to. So it's crazy, man. I don't want to take up too much time, but I really want us to understand that this thing is institutionalized. This police corruption is doing exactly what it has always done. So study the history of the police departments. They were set up by the same bloodsuckers of the poor that we have today, these major corporations.
Right.
To protect their business from their own people rioting, pillaging and destroying their factories and their office spaces because they weren't even paying their own people any money. They was treating them like almost dog, you know, animals. So, again, the police departments were set up for the big corporations and the rich and the powerful back in the day to maintain their wealth and their power against those that who have not. But America as a whole with all these races, Brother Drew, got way too much garbage and confusion. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to focus on me and mine right now. I don't have time to be trying to look at everybody. And if we can have efforts that focus only on dolphins and saving the dolphins, and there's all kind of marine life out there that needs some attention, but we got groups dedicated to just saving dolphins.
Right.
And I think that we can have an effort and a group of people who only want to focus on us and getting us straight. And, you know, that's what I'm about. So I'm looking to build and connect with everybody that's willing, and we can end this, man, by just organizing, getting these class action lawsuits going and finding out
right.
What we can do without these lawyers, because a lot of these lawyers are being bought off, man, just like with here we had a Cracker Barrel incident where a white judge was able to call, if you're familiar with that Cracker Barrel incident, a white judge was able to call a brother, Tony Axum, the same brother who defended successfully defended Tupac against those murder charges with the two Atlanta cops back in the day, called him up and asked for a favor for him to represent now a white man who beat the hell out of a sister in front of everybody at Cracker Barrel restaurant because she made him aware that he wasn't being aware of the fact that he was about to hurt her daughter. And even if she said, man, you need to look what you're doing. If he's a right kind of person, he's going to turn around and first see what it is that he's doing. But just the fact that a black woman was talking to him like that, he raised up on her and beat her down in front of everybody. His wife, her 7 or 9-year-old daughter, men, women, children in the restaurant, called her all kind of racist names and used all kind of vile language, and then walked his ass across the street to his hotel room and sat down and chilled out. And it took the community rising up for the district attorney to even press charges on him. And then when they pressed charges on him, they gave him some weak-ass charge, so there had to be more pressure put on her to make it a hate crime. And then let him plead out to some weak sentence And at first he was going to serve in the same county, Clayton County, down here in Atlanta, that he committed the crime in, where he was sure to get tightened up on one level or another before he got out of there. They allowed him, when I say they, I'm talking about black leadership in particular, allowed him then to be transferred down to Kent County, which is 4 hours away, out in Albany, Georgia, rural white Georgia, for him to serve his time. And we just allowed it to happen.
Yes,
so, let's make it happen, man. I'm not going to stay on that.
Okay, Brother Steve, we appreciate it, man. I know you got a lot on your plate, and you see that, like I said, you know a lot about corruption, and it's evident, and it's good that all the brothers and sisters that's online getting to hear how deep corruption is. That, you know, sometimes you feel like you're alone. It's just happening to you. It's happening in the big cities too, the little country towns, the big cities too. And like Brother Steve said, we're gonna have to start hitting with these Class A lawsuits, organized real strong. We do it and not being reactive, like you were saying, but we have to become proactive. We have to start just standing up before things happen and form these committees to go out there and network on our behalf and our brothers and sisters.
Exactly, my brother. I give thanks for you allowing me to speak on that.
All right, Brother Steve, we'll try to get back with you if you still be online. We got a few more with the hands up, and we appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'm listening in, my brother. I'm listening in.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, Black Powell.
All right, Black Powell. All right, let's go to 770. You on there?
Greetings, Brother Drew and family, Black Power. This is Mama Pearl. You know, I mean, the sister was so correct. Yes, my brother. The sister was so correct when she was talking about, you know, this police protection wasn't made for us. Hell, this whole America was not made for us. This government was not made for us. You know, I represent the UNIAACL. You know, we need to bombard them. We need numbers in our government. We can do all the things we want to do until we have a government arm that's going to back us up, and we have to force them. We run into this white devil government. They don't care anything for us. We have our own. We have to make this government work for us. It's here. It's available. We need to get our numbers up and make this government work for us so we can do what we need to do for ourselves. These people care nothing about us, and we have to give to them exactly what they're giving to us. You know, unfortunately, a lot of our brothers and sisters and our elderly people are afraid. You know, they tell their children not to be afraid, and we all know the only thing to fear is fear itself. We got to stop that. You know, some souls will be released in this battle. That's what a war is all about. You're just releasing the soul from this body that you are imprisoned in. This is the only time that you are in prison. Your spirit and your soul is in prison in this body. And we have to get out of that mentality. You know, it's going to be some bloodshed. Our brothers are in the wind. Our ancestors are here. And we need to stand on truth and fight on righteousness and fight back. And we have a government. And we need to utilize that. We need to utilize our government. We should all, everyone on this phone, should join the UNIA and make demands on our government instead of making demands on this white government, because it's not for us. It was never set up for us. Nothing here was set up for us, and it won't be. You know, it won't be. And we have to stop being afraid, and, my brother, this is great. It's going to be the Black Nation Task Force to jump this off. We need to set it off, and we will, you know. And my brother Stephen Biko, thank you for joining us, you know, because we need your strong arm as well. But we have to get this done. All right. I love you all. Peace.
Hey, love you too, Mama Pearl. We appreciate that. Some more wisdom coming out of that Atlanta area. Atlanta is on fire down there. Sister Sunday, I ain't forgot about you. Let me just check with one more person, make sure they're not holding. Let's see. Going to 580-212. I'm not sure if you were holding or not. I got so many people.
I'm here. It's
Zach. Smiley Bell. Yes, you had another comment, Brother Zach.
Yes, I do. Brother Drew, I'm going to say this right here. Enough is enough. They think we're going to go back to saying we should overcome. No, that's behind. That's gone. That's gone.
Right.
We're not going back that way. We're going forward. We're not going backwards. And I'm going to say this right here. Every brother and sister, They need to get some kind of firearm in their homes and with them. Because I'm telling you this right here. Man, things it's all about them now. But I'm telling you, we waking up and we tired of what's going on. We tired of police is whipping our brothers and our sisters. We are tired of the police pulling them over, cutting the lights off at nighttime, following them and making them nervous, and pull them over for nothing. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Drew?
Oh yes, sir. No doubt, I understand fully.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It don't make no sense, my brother. It don't make no sense what they're doing. And we tired of them.
You're right, right, and like Brother Steve said, we're going to have to start hitting them with these lawsuits to let them know that we ain't taking that no more. And
right.
If that don't work, then we have to go back to the drawing board, but we're going to find something that works. But we ain't going to, like you said, we ain't finna sing no songs no more. We ain't finna hold no hands. We finna try something different. And that's what we're saying. We're going to try this.
You're right about that, brother.
We got people being thrown over bridges now. I mean, they leave the jailhouse. Next thing you know, they've been found. Police supposed to be taking them to the hospital. Next thing you know, they found thrown over a bridge in the water. All kind of corruption. Another case just happened Thursday. One dude called his mama, told him to send him some money, put some money on his books. The next day, he hung in the jail the same night. And they said suicide. That don't sound like a man want to commit suicide who just called his mother and said put some money on his books. So we got all types of corruption. A sister, 20-year-old sister,
right,
pushed down a flight of stairs the other day. We got all types of corruption, and it is time, and it makes your blood boil that we've been allowing ourselves to be abused like this. Everybody has the right to stand up and defend themselves, and we just taking abuse. And you hear a lot of people say that we were the first people on the planet. We were the one to build the pyramid. God damn, I can't tell if we were the first people on the planet. I can't tell if we build anything but what we allow them to tear us down. And that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And Brother Drew, I got one more thing to say. We fired a police from over here in Annapolis. We fired him. And he was so doggone crooked. And they hired him 12 miles from here in Brooklyn, Oklahoma. They hired him. And he's over there, and we got several reports that he pulled women over and asked them to go to the motel with him, and he'll let them go. We got proof of that. But he's still on the police force. He made one man and his wife was handicapped. They pulled them over and let them get out the car and made her walk and pull their car in. I'm telling you, man, the police are so dirty, man, they're crooked.
Yeah, I heard about that.
We tired of it.
Yeah, put an elderly couple out on the highway, and they couldn't even walk, and just left them out there on the highway to get home the best way they can. And they I think one of them was handicapped and couldn't even walk, and they just left them on the highway.
Left them on the highway with their groceries from the store.
That's what I'm saying. So when we start hitting them with these Class A lawsuits and showing them where they're wrong, I think that'd be the first way to approach these. Everybody come forward, everyone get an attorney, file a Class A lawsuit, and if that don't get their attention, like I said, back to the drawing board. But we ain't gonna be singing no damn songs. We ain't gonna be doing no marching, not that type of marching. I know Martin Luther King type march. Now we appreciate what he did. That was in that time. And we're gonna get some justice for our people. We're going to take some justice. See, that's what a lot of people ain't understand. It's time to take justice. When people don't give you what's due to you, you go get it. You go take some justice. And sometimes, you know, you somebody might go to jail. Somebody might go to hell. But, hey, you're going to take some goddamn justice. I'm sorry about that. We got pastors on the phone. I'm going to try to be nice. That's a pastor right there on the phone right now. And it's another day when you get the pastors on the line and they feeling the pain that the people feeling. So that lets you know we're in another time and era. And it's everybody's feeling the pain. Everybody's feeling the pain. All right, Pastor, anything else?
Well, I just said Black Power, Brother Drew, and I'm gonna listen in.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, Sister Sunday, I'm gonna come back to you. I know you've been waiting for a while, and Sister Sunday, I'm opening up your mic right now. Sister Sunday, you back on? Well, so what you think, Sister Sunday? You hearing this? It's corruption is deep, ain't it?
There's corruption out there. And let me tell you something. That day my son was in that car and he wanted water. I'm telling you, I had tears in my eyes because the officer, we gave him a cup of water. The officer told us to get back. He tried to give him the water through the bars because they have bars on the doors now. And I'm like, how are you supposed to drink through the bars? I look like my son. They treated him like an animal. And I say, but can you open the door? And he already handcuffs and give him some water. And then when they open it, they weren't going to open it. But seeing that, it took me back. Wait a minute. What is going on? He's handcuffed. You can open the door. There's four or five cops standing out there and a dog, police dog. You could open the door and give him the water. Why feed him the water through the bars? The bars are so little. How the cup can go through there? How can the water go through there? Something is wrong with this picture.
Right. Well, one thing I was thinking on your end down there is get those people, like I was saying, we need to do a show and make sure that you get all the people in the apartments that where you live where this corruption exists. We're gonna do a show and get them to call in. We want the city council, yeah. We want the police chief, we want them all to get a copy of the flyer to let them know we're doing a show just for them. And the corruption,
yes,
that's going on in that town. Because sometimes you have to see if you can embarrass the devil. I don't know if the devil could be embarrassed, but we have to try. But we can't let them know one thing. When they come down to voting somebody in office, hey, these apartments right here say to the mayor of your city, hell no, we're not voting for you. You can also put the mayor picture on the flyers if they're not going to operate and say, hey, guess what, we're going to start a campaign too. We're going to pass this flyer around with your name and saying you don't address the concerns of the citizens in your neighborhood, and we're going to see if we can get us a new mayor. Sometimes they understand that type of language. So that's why I said we're going to go,
yeah,
and look people, but we will be networking and getting our brothers and sisters in our Panther Party and all the other organizations that want to help. But the first day, Sister Sunday, go to the people,
yeah,
that's living in this concentration camp that you live in, that the police are,
yeah,
harassing, and get all of them to agree to call in on one particular night that we're going to pick. Make your flyers. Give it to the mayor.
Okay.
Give it to the police chief. Give it to everybody in the city and let them know. Send one to the governor. Send one to everybody in every government department you can think of that, hey, we're going to put this town on blast because this is too much corruption. Y'all don't put us in a concentration camp, and we're not appreciating,
yeah,
that. Y'all have
and
these Trump charges. So I go ahead.
And Brother Drew, hold it 1 minute. Because of that arrest, and he's not evicted yet, and he won't be because he didn't have anything in his pocket, they told the landlord, say, my son can't come to my house. He has no trespass in here. And they didn't find nothing,
right,
on him.
Yeah, this is
and
what
so
we're talking about, all these.
Yes.
This is kind of stuff we're talking about, all these Gestapo tactics. You know what I'm saying? You can't even come back in the whole apartments, and you ain't even been convicted. So now they prejudge,
yeah,
and hey, you, hey, tell the apartment, we're going to sue you too. Hey, because
okay,
my son ain't been convicted of no crime. But like Brother Stephen Biko said, it's all a money game. Once they get us in there, we want to burn out because nobody want to sit in jail, so you have to burn out. And then you have to get one of these, if you can't afford a lawyer, then the court-appointed lawyer get a little paycheck. It's all just a big-time hustle on the black man. But that's what the next step we should do, Sister Sunday, get the people in your apartments ready. Let me know,
bye-bye,
call me back. And let me know when they're ready to come on, not just in your apartment, just in your town. I'm telling you, we can fill up the,
okay,
fill up the whole airways, and at the same time, Oklahoma also, at the same time, these government officials need to be online. They're going to listen, trust me. When they get that type of information, somebody's going to talk about their city. Somebody's going to listen. So, and that way, they'll see how serious this is, and that might get a little change. Also, get those same people in your apartment to go down to Attorney Affairs and file some grievance. What the type of Gestapo tactics being done in your apartment? So you being patrolled, you're not even being, you know, yeah, just like slavery, like Sister Crystal said, hey, the slave catcher is outside my house and he don't know how to stop harassing me. So that's how we're going to call. We ain't calling police officers. That's what we're going to put on the flyer, slave catchers. and let them know okay. that we can't use reality. We can't use reality no more with y'all. Y'all ain't using reality. We ain't using reality. But like Brother Steve said, we're gonna have to fight fire with fire. You using fire? We're gonna use strong language and strong tactics too to get the word out. But that's one thing,
right.
Sister Sunday, and let me see. Let me take another phone call, and I'll be back with you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sister Sunday. All right, let me check. Sister Crystal, did you have another comment? I want to check real quick. I got so many people, I just have to just start checking. Sister Crystal?
No, brother, I was just listening to what the people had to say. But I really appreciate what you're doing, Brother Drew. We got to keep it going.
All right, thank you, Sister Black Powell.
Black Powell.
All right, let me see. I know we had a comment coming out of Beaumont, Texas. All right. Sorry about that, Beaumont. I know you've been holding about 45 minutes. Beaumont, Texas, you online?
How you doing, Black Power?
Hey, Black Power, brother. I'm pretty sure you heard pretty much everything. You've been holding about 45 minutes. So what's your thoughts?
I think that's ridiculous the way they're doing it. I think that we need to stop
waiting to the last minute.
I'm not saying that particularly the people on here. I'm just saying, like me, myself, personally, I think to myself, I don't want to wait to the last minute before they come and, you know, do something, beat me down, you know, before I go ahead and ride or, you know, protest.
Right.
You know, change my religion or belief somehow.
I understand you say we have to be proactive. Get out there and don't wait till something hit your doorstep. Get out there and become proactive. And one thing we have to do, we have to get a lot of reason this is going on. A lot of our brothers and sisters, if you ask them and took a survey, the majority of people are going to say it ain't nothing wrong. Everything's just beautiful over here in this country until it hit their doorstep. Until they get discriminated against, until they get put out like an elderly couple in Oklahoma, put out on the highway to walk with their grocers, and the sister was handicapped, and that's not respect. That's not. I mean, even if they didn't have car insurance, you don't leave people on the highway. It's against the law to be on the highway. So that was a law broken right there. It's against the law to be on the highway. So you can't leave nobody on the highway. That'd be breaking the law in itself. So, what else on your mind, Brother Gerard?
I want to see if I can get Sister to text me the information on the Houston Black Panther Party so I can try to join us with them. Because I don't have
no
time to stand up for the fight. They wait till the last moment. You know, there's a lot of people my age in their 30s. Gangbang and do all kinds of stuff. So I'm trying to set up, you know, for some other brothers right now in Houston.
Okay, well, we talked about that earlier today, so you definitely gonna get that. She already got you on the screen to network with. So we talked about that today. So you will be getting a call from the Houston chapter to network Beaumont and Houston together. All right, Brother Gerard, your phone breaking up.
All right, peace and black power.
Peace and black power. All right, y'all, let me give y'all a song. We about 30 minutes to go into the program. I ain't had my water break. I ain't heard of it. I'm going to play y'all this song right here. Well, I guess. I don't think they want my music playing too. My music kind of too strong also. All right, I guess I ain't going to play a song. We'll wait till it come on. It's taking it all day to load. You know, whenever you talk about certain situations, your program don't go the way it should. You're bored, like Sister Crystal was saying earlier. Her phone, she can't even check her text messages. Facebook, she can't get in Facebook. You know, when you're a real activist and you got some ounces, they try to silence you. And they don't even want my music is dangerous. They don't even want me to play it. And so it's not playing. So we'll keep on carrying on and talk about this corruption and updating people on some things that I just seen this year that I thought was kind of devastating. You know, the A lot of brothers know about the guy up in Ohio who was locked up in jail, who was tasered just while he was standing waiting to get booked for no reason, all on video, and the police weren't aware that they was, this was going to come out. Somebody leaked the tape out. The brother was in the taser to death. Well, no, he was tasered till he was incapacitated. And the nurse said, no, you're going to have to take this brother to the hospital. And the same officers that tasered him ended up taking him to the hospital. And somehow this brother ended up over the side of a highway in the water. So we're talking about corruption and this shit getting deep now, because that don't even sound like, that don't sound like self-defense or nothing like that. He had a gun. Just wonder how a man go from the backseat of your car over the bridge in the water when he was tasered, and you can see he was so incapacitated. And this is the type of corruption we're talking about, you know, that's deep. I'm trying to check my board line. There's a lot of callers, so make sure I'm not overlooking anybody. My songs won't play. I'm mad, but I'm glad, too. I'm glad brothers and sisters are standing up on taking time out on a Saturday evening. In most cities, it's 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock at midnight. And we all on this line, hey, because we all have something in common. And that's what one thing we have in common. We all want some freedom. We all want some justice. And we all want to support each other, our brothers and sisters. So that's one thing we do have in common. Let me go back to the phone line. I think I have let me check with Brother Ron to see if he have another comment. Brother Ron, you have a comment?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I just, you know, I'm just enjoying the show tonight, Brother Drew. We got a lot of great input tonight. Sister Crystal out of Houston, she really put it down. The brother, I think Stephen Biko, he really put it down in terms of giving us some good critical information on where we need to go as a community and as a people on these issues that's affecting us. And, you know, of course, police brutality, police corruption has always been a major issue with the black community. Sister Crystal said it again, you know, this thing didn't just start, you know, when we got communities and we started forming communities, it goes back to the plantation. So it's very important that we understand the nature of what we're dealing with. We can't keep thinking that, you know, the police is going to act in our best interest. You know, if you listen to our people, you know, we go back and forth with that kind of mentality. Oh, well, we can get them to do this, or we do this, or we can get them to do this, we do this. At some point, we got to understand that, man, this is warfare, you know, and it's really an attempt to just take us out. And at some point, you know, if we don't make a stand as a community and form community groups to protect our families, I mean, I can't stress that. You know, whatever we do, let's do it. But at some point, you know, you want to secure your family. You want to secure your children. You want to secure your wife. You want to make sure your mother is safe. You don't want violence going on. I mean, we want to fight and do what we got to do. But we have to make sure that our families are secure, our babies are secure. We can't put them on the front line with us. So, I mean, we got to think rational as men and strong sisters, you know. So, again, you know, let's do what we're going to do. If we're going to take it to the courts, deal with all the different aspects of trying to, you know, hit them in the pocket or whatever it may be. But in the meantime, our most immediate action is to secure our families. So that means we need to immediately start coming together. Join the Black Panther Party. Join the Nation of Islam. Join the LOCs. Join whatever organizations that are acting in the best interest of us as a family and as a community. And then we all come together. We work with the Panthers. We work with the Nation. We work with I think the sister mentioned the UNIA. There's another organization, you know, on a national level that's working on our behalf. So we got to come together as a family. Whether it's an organization or not, I see my brothers and sisters as family, you know. So that's the thing I just wanted to kind of close on. But you're doing an excellent job, Brother Drew, facilitating a critical agenda like this. and really allowing everyone to really get some positive input on this thing, because we all take this kind of information back to our organization. We take it, you know, in our work groups, and when we go out and we form our plans of action, our community groups, whatever we're doing, you know, in an effort to curb the violence and stop the violence that's going on in our community, we take this critical information back and we work with others, you know, with, you know, who wants to go forward. And we have the understanding of the people. You know, when I say, you know, we didn't listen and we didn't been out in the communities, you know, and knocked on the doors and walked with our people. If you haven't done that and connected with the people, you're really not qualified to talk on this subject. But everybody out here tonight was speaking on personal experience, and that's what we need, because it's all real, you know, and that's how we move on issues. And we can't think it's, you know, a fantasy, you know, somebody going to act in our best interest, the police is going to protect us. That's not happening. The people are saying that the police departments are out of control. You know, they just randomly attacking our people, doing malicious, vicious things that have to stop, you know. So, and it's not going to stop if we don't take action. And our first course of action is self-preservation. That means we got to protect our families, our communities, our homes, you know. And so that means if we got to walk the streets, brothers and sisters, that's what we got to do, you know, and let them know you ain't coming here and harassing our people, you know. And,
right.
You know, brothers, we gotta protect our families, our wives, our children with our life. That's what men do. And when we face that fact, then we'll be better men for our families and our communities. That's all I have, Brother Drew.
All right. That was real strong and real too. And that's what we do have to do. And you don't see that no more, like the original members of the Panther Party used to walk those streets, and a lot of street gangs used to walk the street then. But now, you know, they've been turned to terrorize the street. But we have to get that mentality back where we put patrol groups in our neighborhood. The police, they'll tell you that we got crime watchers. We got they have crime watchers. Actually, they crime reporters. But we need to have our own crime watch group. And you're right, Brother Run, very, very strong words. We need to form our own crime watch group and tell it and go let us know, let the city know, let the police know, hey, this, you see these people here out on the street all night rolling around? This is the crime watch group that we appointed to watch our neighborhoods. This is the crime watch group we appointed to watch any type of abuse. We need those scanners. Yes, yes, yes. Some cities, they're making it illegal where you can't even videotape cops no more. What's that about? Y'all tired of getting y'all too much. It's too much of it, and they know it. Hey, these people catching us every time we do something. Hey, that's what technology does. It's supposed to revolutionize things, complete constructive change. But now they want to take the cameras away from the people. In certain states, it's illegal to record police officers. So, hey, that's what we're saying. They trying to. Why would it be illegal? Hey, because they know they made the kill still in the store, and they don't want to get caught doing that. But we will keep on pushing. Hey, and so we just get smarter. Somebody records something, and you in a city that you ain't supposed to be recording, maybe you not want to post that on your Facebook. Maybe that tape should find its way to the media anonymous. I thank the snake. That's my strategy. I thank the snake. All right, y'all. Want to see if no, we can't play no songs. That same song ain't loaded up yet, so we'll keep on pushing. Tell you about some more corruption. I don't know if everybody heard about this, but I talk about it anyway. The brother Oscar Grant, the one that was killed up in San Francisco. Okay, his best friend was suing the city of San Francisco, the one that was with him that night. They found him shot to death a month ago. Okay, so you think that was a coincidence, but also three other black people in San Francisco that was suing the police department all been shot to death. So I said, hey, we don't know. But you know what? There ain't that many coincidences in the world when you start finding people that's suing the police all been shot on the streets, even a 14-year-old. And that's kind of deep. That kind of gets your attention right there. You know what I'm saying? When our brothers and sisters are being, I don't know, they being murdered. We just have to figure out who murdered them. But somebody is murdering our brothers and sisters. And it's not a coincidence that four of them had a lawsuit, and they all did. So, you know, we can keep on going. We got this plenty of corruption. And like Sister Crystal was saying earlier, hey, where's the Justice Department? Nobody ain't saying that. But when I guess when it looked like London, they want everybody to stop it. They know how to, hey, do you see what it looked like in London? You see how them white folks look like? What's wrong? They listening now. They listen to the people now. I seen one black guy on YouTube talking to about 300 to 400 white folks, and they were listening to his ass. He was telling them about the pain that they've been facing all that time. And that was all that started over police shooting of a black man that was supposed to be unarmed. Okay, I think we got another call online. Let's go to this caller right here. 585-713 on your line.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, who's calling in?
It's your brother Man from New York.
Hey, how you doing, brother? I know you've been sitting listening to these topics, this corruption, man. What you like to add to the program, brother?
Well, I'm starting to get the suspicion that white supremacist groups are joining the police department at record numbers just to carry out these types of acts. And what I need to know is, are you on Facebook, or what's the best way to get in contact?
Oh, yeah, you can actually, I'm on Facebook also under Drew X, but also, you know, just to give you my email. I used to get my phone number over the line. So many crackers like to call me late night. I'll give you my email address, and I can shoot you the number back. You have a PA ready?
Okay.
DrewX2003@yahoo.com. That's DrewX2003@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Yeah, just shoot me a email. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm working with a group of people from Facebook that decided to get together and try to organize via Facebook. It's called United Black Nations. What we're trying to do is organize by states, and by locally.
Oh, okay.
We're joining all the states together to organize.
All right.
And what our focus is getting major organizations to work together with other major organizations, because this is the only way that we're going to get something done. We can't let one organization pick up a fight. All the organizations and all individuals got to band together behind one issue.
Right.
So this is what we're working on.
You're definitely correct, brother. And we show that's what we do. Everybody on this line would like to network with you, brother. So, you know, send me an email and send me your Facebook page, email on that with an email, and I hit you up on Facebook, and we'll go from there, and we'll start organizing all these different organizations. That's what it's all about. That's you're right. It's gonna take unity. Unity is the only way we're gonna win this war. We can't win it individually. We can't win it. We in no other way, but we all join forces, and they see that the world have not just a group of people, but the world has come and waking up to these injustices.
But see, this is how individuals are getting shot, like the individuals that you spoke of, because when you take on the beast by yourself, that's what happens. It's much harder for the beast to deal with you in mass numbers, and that's the only way it's going to happen. So this is what we're working on.
Hey, you're right, brother, man. I'm doing two things. I'm trying to multitask. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. It's hard to try to, to fight these battles alone. You know, one group can't do it alone. One individual can't do it alone. It's got to be all groups together.
And that's right. So we gonna be there working with you, brother, and we appreciate you calling in. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, if anybody want to find the page, just search Facebook, put in United Black Nations.
What is it called, United Black Nations?
Yeah, United Black Nations.
Okay, then. I'll put that in the chat room also. All right, we sure going to be networking with you, United Black Nation. We love that. Anytime our brothers are standing up, we want to be part of that too. And I appreciate you calling in, brother. And send me that email so we can go ahead and get the networking.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, Black Power. All right, y'all. That's how we going. Let's call out of New York. Everybody is just tired. New York, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, you name a state, shoot, we all seeing this corruption. It's just like Sister Crystal said, nobody won't come out and address it because this is what's supposed to be happening. That's some new stuff right there. Ain't that something to think about? This is supposed to be happening to you. And we've been under the illusion that we all was free. Hey, so I guess that's what's happening. That's why we're feeling this pain. We was under the illusion that we was all free. And no, you ain't free. You just have to had a moment to run around, kind of like my German Shepherd. Every once in a while, I take him out the chain and let him run. That's how they're treating us like dogs. All right, let me see if I can. Now I see my songs ain't going to play the same song I tried to play 30 minutes ago, still spinning. We'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters. We're down to our last 14 minutes. Anybody else has a comment and want to get in on this blessed program, please call in 909-265-9220. You might have something that'll free somebody. You might have something that'll liberate yourself. Definitely all knowledge is good knowledge is what I learned. All knowledge is good knowledge. So anybody else want to call in the last 13 minutes, you please do 909-265-9220. All right, we have another call coming, I think, to make sure. 585-713, you have come in.
Oh, peace, brother. I just got finished talking to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Sometimes I get confused with this board. So many this new board that they have. I like the old board. This one here, as you can't tell who called in and who spoke. I have to just try to keep up with it. But we appreciate all of you brothers and sisters that could have been doing anything on this, what's this, Saturday, Sunday. I can't keep up with it. I can't even keep up with it these days no more. I think today's Sunday. And I know people have to get up and go to work, but it's important enough that y'all thought that, hey, we got to get online and say what's on our mind and help free our brothers and sisters and free ourselves. And it ain't nothing more glorious than somebody yielding their time for others. You know, we had a lot of brothers and sisters that sacrificed their lives for us, and a lot of people don't know what a sacrifice is. But giving some of that you don't have to give. And tonight, to all the brothers and sisters who called in, to those brothers and sisters in that chat room, we say y'all made a great sacrifice. And, you know, if I could be proud of people, I'm proud to be associated with people like you who truly, you can hear everybody's passion. You can hear everybody's passion and truly see that they are concerned. There's not no egotistical things going on with these brothers and sisters on this line. It's all love. We all one. I wanted to play my song, my maze. We all are one because that's what we are. And we try to play that song, but if not, I just keep on telling you about these corruptions. Y'all better let me get my song in because I got a lot of corruptions. I think they're going to let me play my song. Thank you. All right, y'all. Black power. We all won. And I have to really, and I really truly, and I say this, I thank everyone that attended. I have an echo in my ear. I thank y'all. Appreciate the Blog Talk. I thank everyone who attended the program, the chat room. Everybody was inspirational. And that's how we have to do, be supportive of each other and support each other. And that's what we do, this Black Nation Task Force. We support each other, and we go around looking for brothers and sisters who want to help. Just let us know if you're doing any kind of program, what you're doing in your neighborhood. Send me an email, because we got people in every state just about. And we'll get them to hook up with you. Be looking forward to getting on next week. We have some always hard-hitting topics. We're not compromising with the enemy. The enemy is not compromising with us. And we say Black Power, and all of y'all are champs. And we'll go out with this song right here, The Champ Is Here, and that's you and me.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
We said we out there in peace and Black Power, and protect yourself at all times. All right, Black Power. See you next week.